Elisa.
Yes, David.
Oh!
We didn't watch Werewolves of London.
I know, and we didn't even watch Wedding Singer. But I tried to get the dog to bark, and she wouldn't do it.
She's outside.
And then she went outside.
The one time she doesn't bark during a recording of our podcast. I know.
Hey, I'm sure someone's going to come to the front door at some point, yeah, and she's going to go mental.
Or nothing will be there, and she barks anyway.
Yeah, she barks at, like, leaves.
Yep. She barks at the neighbours across the road. Using their own property.
Exactly.
And driveway.
Well, she thinks she owns everything the light touches.
Yes, she's like the Lion King.
She does.
She's the Lion King.
She's, ah.
Circle of life, baby.
So.
Yes.
Lisa and I am David, and this is Scriptical. We watched.
Hi, I am David.
It's like Iron Man, I am David.
Lisa and I am David.
I am David. You was blind.
You was something.
It's Rush Hour 3. And I'm referencing, I don't even know I...
Are you referencing the movie we haven't even done?
You understand the movie that I'm referencing out of my mouth? All right. So, we did the movie Dog.
Yes, we did.
Our newest movie.
Correct.
Ever. 2022.
Yes.
So, technically, a year and a bit old.
Yes.
2 years old. 2 years old. February of 2020.
So, 2 years.
Yep.
Very young movie.
A very young movie.
Mm.
Not quite. Just down the nappies. Just getting up on its
maybe
legs.
Maybe not. No.
At 2 years?
No, maybe not.
I don't know. I can't remember what our kids spent so damn long. Around, I forget when nappies
No, I happen. Remember because it was painful all three times. It was about three that okay. we trained our kids.
Fair enough. Okay, so for 2022.
Yep.
The budget of this movie.
Yeah.
Was $15 million.
Right.
Do you want to have a guess at the box office for this movie?
I feel like it would have done good because it's got Channing Tatum in it.
It does. It's directed by Channing Tatum.
Let's say 45 mil.
85 mil.
Oh, wow.
It did really well.
Wow.
I don't know why it did so well.
In America.
Yeah.
America probably would have drove it.
Yeah, it actually got delayed because of COVID.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's supposed to come out before 2022.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so
okay.
it was filmed. Some of it was filmed, and then they had the shutdown.
That's right,
and
we had to film COVID.
The rest. Yeah. Yes. So
I feel like you could have filmed this movie during COVID, though.
Could have.
A lot of the driving scenes and stuff, you could have filmed all that.
Possibly.
There's a lot of distance. It's him and a dog. The people.
Does the dog have to wear a muzzle with like a R40, R95, whatever it's called?
No, because dogs couldn't. Well, there was never any cases that dogs could get COVID.
Yeah.
They said cats had it. Big cats had it.
Yep.
But they never mentioned anything about dogs having it.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, they did really well.
That is very
and
good.
Like I said, the directorial debut of Channing Tatum.
Oh, that was he was director. Oh.
Yes, he's co-director.
Very
he's
good.
He's like co-chief John Dorian.
Yes.
But yes, he has directorial credit for it.
Correct.
He's a massive driving force behind this movie.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in the trivia.
Okay.
Shall
well,
we
literally,
do the
he drove the car.
Yeah, he's
much
driving.
Of the movie.
He's driving with a force.
Yes,
making
yep.
go forwards.
Yep.
So I only wrote four names down for the cast.
Yeah. Well, there's not a lot.
I mean, the dog isn't there too, but yep. I'm going to talk about the dog in the trivia.
Yeah.
Channing Tatum.
Wow, you fucked that up. Did you pull a muscle?
No,
in your mouth?
I bit my own lip.
Saying Channing.
I bit my mouth.
He is
trying to say Channing Tatum.
It's all right. He's pretty hot in this movie, so I can see why you'd do that.
Yeah,
David's
he is
biting
hot.
His lip.
Mm. So we've got Channing Tatum.
Really?
Yes. Ethan Suplee.
Yep.
Yep.
I have to say something about Ethan Suplee.
Yes.
So we originally probably, first time I seen Ethan Suplee would probably have been from More Rats.
Yes, that's exactly
don't
when
I first
time
I saw
him. Don't
think I know him from anything else before that.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Yes. Oh, no, he's in lots of other things. But
he's in Evolution.
Rats. Oh, yeah, he's in so many
but
other things.
After More Rats.
Yeah, but if you compare Ethan Suplee then, yeah. Ethan Suplee now.
Yes.
Far out.
Yeah.
He is ripped.
Yeah.
Good on him. He is healthy and strong and he looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that it makes a difference.
He's a little older, but he does look really good.
Well, yeah, as he should, because when was Small
Rats?
20-something years. 80s?
Yeah. No,
so, yeah.
It's not the 80s.
You sure it wasn't?
It's the 90s.
I thought it was late 80s.
No, it's not the 80s.
Ah, okay.
The 90s.
But yeah, he's just amazing. I just thought, you know what? If you... You wouldn't think they're the same person, to be honest, had you not known.
No, and I mean, the main star of this movie, I didn't know him unless he was dancing.
Yeah.
So.
Or whinging that he, you know. Oh, Magic Mike, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I thought you were talking about Ethan still.
No, Ethan
doesn't dance. He just can't see the sailboat.
I'd love to see a world where Ethan Suplee does Channing Tatum's career.
Oh, God. Wow. Talk about, what is it? Sliding Doors
moment. Oh, my God. That would be quite funny.
Channing Tatum sitting there going, can't see a fucking sailboat.
It's because of Channing Tatum doing his
career. I can't see a fucking sailboat. Yep, that'd be good.
You dumb bastard.
Yeah, yeah. He starts gyrating on the easel. He still can't see it.
Gyrating on the
does
easel.
Does that.
Yeah.
Move that he does. You know that part?
Yeah, we know that part.
Yeah. Ethan Suplee and Salma Hayek getting it on. That's interesting.
I know, that's exactly where I went to.
Yeah, that's where my brain went.
And the only other two credits is Kevin Nash, who plays the guy who ties him up, tranquilizes him.
Yes.
And Bill Burr, who is the cop who gives him a hard time.
Yes, yes.
Now, everyone else, I probably could have said the lady that is with Kevin, but I didn't know which one she was at the time.
Yes.
Spoiler, I write these before we watch the movie. And correct. Because I'd forgotten who was actually in this movie, all I remember is Channing Tatum and the dog.
Yes.
I didn't know who else to write.
Well, spoiler alert, I've already picked the movie for next week.
Yeah.
And I was doing trivia, or I was doing my thing while you were doing your thing.
Mm.
And in the cast of this movie that I've chosen was just like random person, this, that, someone else's like, you know, mall person.
Don't tell me. Yeah.
Funky looking idiot. Yes. Like those sort of people, I'm not writing down who they are.
No. See, I tend to write less people than you, and I feel bad only writing four because there were other people there, but none of them are anyone that you would notice, I don't think.
No. The two hippie chicks trying to fix his chakra.
I think the one who helps the dog with the barbed wire.
She's very important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I picked her.
Realise that the dog has hope at this point because he doesn't.
I
wish
I picked her name, but I couldn't figure out which one she was.
No, that's all right.
Oh, I could go back and find it, but I'd already written it and I'd forgotten about that scene.
Whoever she is, she did a great job. It was really good.
So, let's do some trivia.
Especially when she calls her husband an idiot. I love that.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want with him. He's an idiot.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Okay. Three different dogs play Lulu.
I was going to say it'd have to be more than one dog.
Yep. So there was Britta.
Yep.
There was Lana.
Oh, Lana.
The name of our dog.
Wow.
And there was Zuza.
Zuza.
Apparently Britta played Lulu for about 80% of the time. So Britta is pretty much the dog.
Right.
But they just substituted the other
ones. Yeah, they had to give her a break. They all females, obviously, because she had teats on every...
Yes. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're
you couldn't put
females.
A male dog in this role. You'd see his noodle. His lipstick would come out.
When you said noodle, I just think a 40-year-old virgin is like, when I touch you, noodle.
You'd see his little lipstick.
So the breed of the dog is a Belgian Malinois.
Yes, someone says it in the movie.
Yeah.
So it's not just a German Shepherd, not your standard...
It's not German Shepherd.
It doesn't look like it, to be honest.
No, it's not German Shepherds.
It's got very short hair, unless they clip the dog for aesthetic reasons to make them all look uniform.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's a very weird, no, I'm not going to say weird looking dog, but like every now and then the dog's eyes are just unhinged. And I'm sure that's just the breed.
So the Belgian Malinois is very well known as a police dog.
Right.
Like it's and I'm assuming army dog as well. Yes. I'm assuming it's the same kind of breeds.
Yeah.
But like everyone thinks German Shepherd. They look like German Shepherds.
Yes.
A little bit.
They do.
Like quite closely. But yeah, they're a different one. Remember we watched that show that was about people and their police dogs or people and their trained dogs and they had to go through this dog course?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I remember a few of them were Belgian Malinois.
Right, yes. Yeah. I just thought they were German Shepherds.
I think it's Malinois.
It's very racist of me to just assume they're German Shepherds.
I love German Shepherds.
Yes, I know they're your favourite
dog. This is
dog.
Why I love this movie. This Because Malinois very close.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a beautiful movie.
How cute's your puppy? How cute's your new puppy one? That's cool.
The opening sequence is very cute.
The movie is dedicated to Tatum's real-life dog.
Yeah.
He died of cancer after he took it out on one last road trip together.
Oh, okay.
So it's about the road trip.
Right.
But he obviously had to change it because it was just a guy taking his dog for a road trip. It was not really a movie.
Right.
But, yeah, he got the idea of it because of what happened with his dog. And his dog's name was Lulu.
Oh, okay.
So that's why the dog's called Lulu.
Okay.
Which makes me even more sad.
Yes, it does. I'm going to let our laser dog Lana
I'm going to...
In case people can hear her going.
Exactly. Bing! All right, and the dog is in. Yep. After being laser dog, she's inside now.
Pew! She's sponsored by Star Wars.
Would you like to co-host this with us, Lana?
Do you want to say something? Can push the cushion over. Do you want to say something? You want to sniff the microphone? Kiss the microphone?
She doesn't want to. You don't want to, do you?
Oh.
She goes, I'm shy.
Oh, come on, make a noise.
Oh, you're such a cutie.
Make a noise.
This is just us talking to our dog now.
Yeah. I'm scratching her.
Scratching her, and she likes it.
Her head's in the air, and she's not doing anything.
So we started watching this movie, and we have two dogs, and one of our dogs, Lana, who is, you are an Irish Wolfhound cross, aren't you?
Allegedly.
Yeah, we think so. Allegedly. She's not as big as Irish Wolfhound, but she's definitely
She's crossed
hound-like.
With something like a Kelpie.
Yeah, she's even hound-like. And she sat there and she started watching the movie, didn't she?
Yeah, because the dog started making noises, so she started growling and watching. Mm. And she was watching Channing Tatum talk to the dog in the back with the muzzle. Mm-hmm. It was so cute. I took footage of it. It was really cute.
So cute.
She's like, this movie's sad. Why has she got a mask on? It's not COVID anymore.
Exactly. Anyway, we should get on with the podcast.
Egypt. Did it mention what breed Channing Tatum's actual dog was?
Yeah, it was something else completely different, not like this dog.
Not like, okay.
It was like a Pekingese something else.
Okay.
It's like a little dog. But okay. Yeah, it did say, but I can't remember what it was.
Cool.
So I've got one the first little sequence is
all the puppies.
It's like flicking through the book.
Yep.
That's the book they use and the thing.
Yep.
And I went, I love the fact the dog loves Grey's Anatomy.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone loves Grey's Anatomy.
And it comes up later in the movie too. But
the dog probably loves the bit where Yang and Grey are like, you're my person.
Oh, exactly.
It's very early on Grey's too.
Yes.
Her DVD is like the one with Lexi and McDreamy.
Yeah.
Not McDreamy.
McSteamy.
McSteamy he is, McSteamy. Sorry. He's McSteamy.
What a show Grey's Anatomy is.
See, we're fans, so we're all good with that. My car's Meredith.
I didn't watch Grey's Anatomy for the first about 10 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And then you started watching it,
mm-hmm.
and I went, what's this? And you went, it's Grey's Anatomy, and I watched it, and I went, oh, okay,
much
I get
like
this.
How we watch every show.
Yeah, much like Schitt's Creek that we just finished.
Yep.
After watching it over just the last year.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much we started
and
it
we
this
watched
year.
Six seasons in a year.
Yep.
That sounds like a Crowded House song, but
yep.
You know what I mean.
Yep. We're watching, we come late to the party, but we do come. That's
we
the
do.
Main thing.
There is some shows we haven't that... You know, we haven't watched
no.
that people talk about and whatever. Maybe we'll watch them one day, but
yeah.
I don't know.
When we're ready.
Yeah, I'm just not in the mood.
No. But yeah, that's how we stumble upon all our shows, really. I'll start watching something, much like, I'm not proud of it, but I've started watching Maths this year. And I'm watching it and I'm getting into it because I know it's fake. I know it's all fake and it's crap.
So fake.
But then David's there watching it with me and then all of a sudden he's like, are we watching Maths tonight? And I'm like, oh, you're watching it with me now? And he's like, yep.
It's a group experience. You can't watch it by yourself.
Oh, no, we sit there and we just bitch about it. It's quite funny.
It's funny.
It's like when David watches a football game that's not Parramatta, I'll happily join in because he gives less fucks about it than if it was a Parramatta game.
Yeah.
I tried to pull out some of my jokes the other night when the Parramatta game was on.
Yeah, no,
man,
don't try that.
Nah. So I just abandoned shit.
Straight past me.
Yeah, I just zoned out and stayed.
Because you
on
were
phone.
Telling jokes and I was just like, no,
nah,
this is
nah.
not a joking matter.
David was so tense. He sits there and his body is so
I
tense.
I lean to one direction.
Yeah. And the only other way we watch shows together is if we just accidentally stumble upon them. Like the most epic stumble of all, Archer.
Oh, yes, that was a good one. That was a good
just
one.
Simply
we stumbled on
channels.
The very first episode, which was funny.
Yeah, just changing so channels and again, and all of a sudden I stopped it and it was this weird animated show. And he's strapped to a chair or something or a bed and he just goes, come on, let's share the milk of human kindness.
That scene.
Someone give me
that
a handy.
That was enough. I was just watching that going, what is this show?
Yeah. Of all the times to get hooked onto that show, that absolute episode,
mm-hmm.
it was that. And I'm like, I'm in for this. He's my spirit animal.
he's very good.
So, yeah, that's how we stumble upon our shows together.
Ooh.
So, yes. So, your first one is in the sequence.
Yeah. So, I just said that one.
My one's not the first one until
No. I said it.
Yeah.
That the dog loves Grey's Anatomy. Yeah. Keep going.
So we see that he's suffered injury.
Yes.
And he's...
And he does that clap transition.
Yeah. He's got medication and stuff like that. And then he's working a lame-ass job at what would be the equivalent of, say, Subway.
It's like a Subway, yeah. It's a deli.
Yeah. And I said, what if he was high?
Yeah. Are you high?
I'm sorry. He said peppers.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. In America, peppers mean two things.
I know.
They mean chilies
uh-huh.
or they mean
capsicum. Yep.
So, and that customer was fucking
rude. But does
rude.
He put capsicum or does he put something else? I thought he said, cucumber. He said you put cucumber.
Maybe he did.
I think he
Can
did.
Can I just say, I've ordered something from Woolies and I ordered capsicums.
Yes.
And I got cucumbers. Like I've,
yes. So well, there you go.
Those two things are kind of interchangeable. They're both salad items.
They both alliterate.
I said, you didn't have to be fucking rude. Like, come on.
Yeah, but you can tell they're being rude. The idea of that scene is this is a dead-end job in a dead-end town where people are rude to you.
Yeah, they treat you. You're a servant.
Like, this is the thing, right, is if you got out of the Rangers and whatever and got like a cushy little desk job or something, then this wouldn't be, I mean, he probably wouldn't like it.
No.
But this wouldn't be a problem. He's going, he's basically, so this movie has an underlying kind of moral kind of thing that, you know, like they should treat these guys better.
Well, there's no, so there's after service, there's nowhere really for them to fit.
Yeah.
They don't fit. They've seen war. They've killed people. They've seen people die. And
now they're trying to make deli wraps.
Yeah, how do you just go back into normal society when you've done that? You can't. So, and it is really good the way they told the story about a lot of them unfortunately committing suicide or suiciding. I don't know how the term goes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's sitting there and I said, you know, what if the person was just a bit kinder?
Yeah.
And I just don't be a jerk. He's preparing your food too, by the way. You don't talk to people like that when they're preparing your food.
Yeah, but these guys are jerks.
You salt and pepper and a little bit of dandruff. Yeah, I know that. He was a doofus. Then he's trying to get back into the army.
Yeah, so he makes a phone call while he's trying to get rid of the rubbish from the place.
Yeah, True Hell style, the bag breaks and he's got to pick it all up by hand.
Yeah.
It just shows how life shit can be.
But the idea of it is that...
How shit life can be too.
Yeah, the idea of it is that he had a brain injury and that's why he was discharged.
Yeah.
And now because he needs a clean scan of his brain and he needs a superior officer to approve it.
He needs a letter doctor, not even a clean scan, just a letter from a doctor saying that he's fit for duty.
Yeah, which he's got, right? He got the letter.
Which he paid for.
Which he paid for, of course.
Yes, because he's not fit for duty.
He's definitely not fit for duty.
No.
And the commanding officer guy won't return his phone calls, basically.
Yeah, he's ignoring it.
But there's some deployment coming up soon that he's going to try and get onto.
Yeah.
And that's where the kind of, that's what the crux of his whole story is.
Yes.
Right up until, right at the very end when he changes his mind of what he actually wants.
Yes. Had he not want to get back into the army, he probably would never have took this job.
He wouldn't have taken the job. No. He wouldn't have cared. If his job was reasonable and he didn't care about it, he would have been fine.
He finds out via a phone call that his...
Rodriguez?
Rodriguez. Riley's dead.
Yeah.
Is his captain?
No, it's his friend.
So
they serve together in the Rangers.
Right. I wasn't sure if he was ahead of him.
I'm assuming that... No, the captain's the other guy that he meets at the funeral.
Yeah, that's the captain, right, that's the one. So, yeah, he goes
the
to
guy
a...
There's two different guys. There's a guy he meets, he's the guy he's trying to get the recommendation from, which I don't know what his rank is.
Yeah.
Then he meets the captain guy after the funeral who comes and grabs him. They're two different people, aren't they? They're not the same person? The guy who drives away from him in the truck and the guy comes back?
No, that's the same person.
Is it the same guy?
Yeah.
I thought it's two different people.
No, it's the same guy. So, he... helps him carry a drunk guy away.
Yes.
Quite luckily that he's there at the right place and is able to talk to his captain. And he keeps saying to him, like, you know, trying to get this call from him and help from him.
Yeah.
And he asks him, he goes, why don't you just put me out of my misery then? I said, what if you did put him out of his misery right then and there? He's on his knees. Just one shot, right up to him in the eyes. No. I reckon, what's the name would have done it? Fuck, I can't.
Matrix?
Yeah, no, not Matrix.
Oh, Bennett.
Bennett would have done it.
Oh, Bennett would have one shot between the eyes.
Bennett wouldn't even waited for him to ask for
it. No, he would have he would have offered it.
100%. Let me do it for you. One shot.
He would have probably shown me the arm and then probably asked him, how's your arm?
It definitely would have got him to kick him out of the unit.
Oh, well, he already's been kicked out of the unit. What if he's been kicked out of the unit, some South American dictator guy comes to Channing Tatum and says, help me get rid of this captain guy, or help me capture this captain guy, and I'll pay you good money.
Mm-hmm.
And then Channing Tatum becomes Bennett, and he has to wear mesh tops.
That's quite good. It's a pity in that Commando movie that they didn't make his child a son rather than a daughter.
Yeah.
Because Channing Tatum being the next Commando...
Could be good.
Would be good. I'd pay to see that.
I think it'd be interesting.
Mm, yeah.
It's not as muscly as Arnie is,
no,
but he could...
That's not necessary.
No.
No.
No, it's not. As you can see, Bennett's got a pot belly, so it doesn't really matter.
Correct. Look, he enjoys a bit of ice cream.
He likes it.
It's called self-care, David.
I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger can't eat ice cream because you're going to put it in his face.
When you wear...
You can't get it in his mouth.
He's too He's sorting it.
He doesn't know how to get it into his mouth.
I can't eat ice cream.
He also is not sure what's in sandwiches.
Also, you allow Bennett by wearing crocheted chainmail because crochet stretches.
It does.
If he had legit chainmail, he would have no room to move.
He'd be very so tight in him.
So he would keep it in check.
I love the fact we're talking about Commando and not the movie we're doing. I love this movie, by the way, the one we're doing, Dog.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of stuff to talk about.
No, we haven't a lot of notes, and most of it, I'm glad I didn't have my notes underneath me because I wouldn't be able to read them because how much I cried in this movie.
Exactly.
So thanks for that.
Oh, well, no, very welcome. So I said, what if he gets the recommendation? What if this guy's like, I don't care, I'll give the recommendation? I don't think he would because he knows there's something wrong with him, right?
Yeah.
But what if he just out of a feeling of, you know, he just lost a guy to suicide. He's like, look, the only way to look after this guy is to keep him in the army.
Mm.
And he gives him the recommendation, but he makes the recommendation that he's not allowed to be in active service. And he makes him like an MP.
Yeah.
Which he would hate.
Yeah, he'd hate that because they hate them.
Yeah. But he makes him like, I don't know, a support thing or something. He puts him in almost like a reserve role.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going, you know, like we don't really need him on the front line, but we can still use his expertise.
Yeah. So he calls him up. And says that he's got a job for him.
Yep.
He thinks he's just going straight back into service.
Oh, I think he is. Yeah, he thinks he's
done it.
He thinks he's made it back. He drags him out of the back of his truck.
Yeah, I said, what if the captain didn't rock up and find him the next day?
Yeah.
Calls him back. He goes straight over to there. And you see him treating MPs with disrespect.
Of course, yes.
Yep. He's walking through and he's got his old unit mates or just,
yep,
you know.
They're all there.
Coinciders. He makes fun of one guy who's lifting the most fucking heaviest barbell. It is a barbell.
Yeah. It's a barbell with one arm with 40 kilos on it. Is it 40 kilos or 40 pounds?
I don't know. Probably pounds. But I was just impressed by the fact that I don't think I could even lift the barbell empty.
Yeah.
Not even the light one, the 15 kilo one. I don't think I could do that with one hand and what he was doing. He's making fun of him. And I said, what if you did give him a baby brother? He is that little interchange. It's good. Was hilarious. I'm looking good for your mum. I'm going to give you a baby brother.
Yes. It's very, very good.
So good. Yeah. And then he gets given his assignment about the dog.
Yes.
And then they put the dog in the car.
Yeah.
In a crate.
Yeah.
And I said, what if they used a proper crate?
Yeah.
This crate.
It's not a proper crate.
It's subpar. I don't even put my cats in something that week.
I mean, the army probably don't really have a lot of resources for animals, but they should have better than this.
I feel like they should, considering.
I feel like they would. What they would do is they would actually load her into, if she doesn't like planes, they would have loaded this dog into a crate with an actual army personnel.
Yep.
And shipped her there.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep. A cargo crate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know they're not trying to put too much into this because they don't care. This dog's supposed to be put to sleep soon.
But so for the family, family, yes.
Yeah, they're only doing it out of respect.
It's almost like they're doing it as a thing, like it's they're not supposed to be doing it.
Yeah.
And he's just doing it because he feels like the family deserves
They've
it.
They've asked for it.
Yeah.
They want
what
her
if
to
the
be
family,
there.
If the family had asked for it, what if they'd said, yeah, sure, but you're going to have to pay for the transport?
Mm.
We'll, you know, organise for the transport and we'll give the to the dog and, like, he goes there on a UDL or something.
Yep.
Is it UDL? What's the one that's
UDL's as a drink.
Yeah, what's the trans
UPS?
Thing? UPS, that's it.
Your dreams are made with UPS.
UPS.
Yes.
I don't know. FedEx.
Sally, you were going to say FAG then. FagEx.
No, not FagEx. Oh, God. No, that only happens during Mardi Gras.
That's what happens when your ex-partner bats for the other team.
FagEx.
After you've turned them off.
Oh, that's terrible.
It is. Okay. Yeah, so I said if they put her in a proper crate, then maybe she would have felt better or it would have been a smoother ride for the pair of them.
Yep. So they get into the truck and they start driving off. And I wanted to mention there's a few scenes where there's a bit of scenery backgrounds, right? So the first one is they're driving and it's like in a little city somewhere or a town or wherever it is. And there is a billboard that says hashtag dad jokes rule.
Was there?
Yep.
Did not see that.
I saw it. I went hashtag dad jokes rule. And I was like, maybe I should alert Lisa to this.
No, I doubt that's right.
Okay, fair enough.
my next one isn't until he leaves the dog in the car while he goes to the bar.
Yeah, so I've got another one and it said, what if Lulu was Hannibal Lecter?
She likes Chianti.
The next one I've got is he goes to a gun range. Is that before or after the bar?
Yeah, no, I think it's before.
Okay.
He tries to get her out and she won't leave the crate.
Yes.
So he locks her in the crate.
Yes.
And he goes and shoots off some rounds. And he goes
this gun range. She doesn't like it because you can hear the guns, yep. like the bullets and yep. stuff. I mean, what if he didn't decide to go to a gun range with a dog who's triggered by...
War. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then she gets out of the thing.
It's just a very big contrast because you see that, what he does there,
yeah.
and zero fucks given to the dog and yes. the state of the dog. And yeah. then at the funeral, yeah. he's there for her and he anticipates the gun
mm-hmm.
salutes go yeah,
exactly.
off.
So he it's can't, very well so, done, this movie.
Yeah, it is. He does it. Whoever does it is a great does a great job. I it's think very well done.
The dog gets out at the gun range and starts ripping the car. Is that where he rips the car or is that after the bar?
No, it must be there.
I think it's because, there. Because yeah.
the bar...
The bar's nighttime.
The bar's nighttime. And yeah, he does. He rips
the car. So I think he goes to the bar after.
She rips the car apart.
Yeah, so I went, I said, Hooch is crazy.
Yeah, I said, what if Tatum went Hank's mode? Not in the car. Not the car. Not in the car.
So in this podcast that we have done.
Yes.
We have done Turner and Hooch, and correct. We've also done Sea Spot Run.
Yes.
So we've done two dog movies.
This is three.
This is their third dog movie, dog-centric movie.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about it is that I can only ever think of Tom Hanks in the car bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's like every movie I think I've talked about Tom Hanks and not the car. Yep. So damn iconic.
Yep.
Oh, one thing, and this is the other bit. It's not really a trivia, but I'm going to bring it up here. So as I was typing in box office and budget, whatever, because this movie is called Dog,
mm-hmm.
it actually gave me a list from, I think it was like Mojo Box Office or something,
yeah,
of the highest grossing dog movies of all time, right? Right. Do you want to guess what they have named as the highest grossing dog movie of all time?
I reckon it's not going to have much dog in it, is it?
It doesn't have a real dog in it.
Not Marmaduke.
Oh, it's close. It's Scooby-Doo.
Oh, of course.
Scooby-Doo is the highest rating dog movie of all time. In yeah. the top five is Beverly Hills Chihuahua. Oh,
fucking hell. Just a little dog that whinges he wants Taco Bell.
I think
Bell.
Number two is Marley and Me, so that's fair enough.
Oh, that's, yeah.
But... this movie. I thought maybe this movie's there somewhere. No.
It really should be.
I mean, it's high. It's probably in the top 50, but yeah. there's a lot of dog movies.
Yeah, there is a lot of dog movies.
Like, people they had like things dogs. Like A Dog's Purpose and stuff like that. Yeah, were all Cats in this and list. Dogs. Cats and Dogs notice. Was definitely there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, yeah. I just thought I'd mention that because I thought it was really funny. When you ask someone about a dog movie, a movie about a dog, no one thinks Scooby-Doo.
No, because, yeah.
But it is. It's a movie about a dog.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, he's the title character.
Is it?
Well, he's the title character.
It feels like they, but they keep everything around the humans, not so much about Scoob.
I don't know. In that movie, there's quite a lot of Scooby-Doo action.
Mate. Sounds like code for something. There's a lot yeah, of it's Scooby-Doo quite a bit of doggy action. Yeah.
Anyway, you take over. I think we get to, so he decides to go to Portland, to the bars in Portland.
Yeah, he wants to get some. Yes, he wants to get some. And he's striking out with every single woman at the bar because they're all... so anti-war?
I said, what if he doesn't strike out in hipster heaven?
Because
they are. They're all, like, opinionated.
Yes.
One of them says that, when did he realize that he worked for Big Oil?
Yes. Yeah. He tries to change tack with the Big Oil thing.
Yeah, he tries to change tack with every one of them.
Yeah.
And he loses one because he
pays
and says her money's no good here.
Yeah.
So she doesn't like that.
Yeah, no.
Toxic masculinity, as they say.
Yeah, fucking hell. It was weird. I get it. So yeah, I said, what if he just gives up on Portland?
Yeah.
Like he really should. And then he's in the car with the dog giving her some water.
Yeah.
And, two
women walk behind with, yes. with dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two lesbians with shih tzus.
Well, I mean, hot lesbians, as they would say in American Pie too.
As they would. Yes, absolutely. And then they're trying to fix his chakra. He thinks he's going to get something, but I don't think he's going to get anything.
I don't think he is either. No. Do you think they – I don't know. No, I can't I tell
think after
them.
A while they just want to fix him. No, I think they're attracted to him, and then they see a greater purpose of why they need to meet him.
Yeah.
They're trying to fix him. Anyway, the dog's barking changes from come back to like – warning danger. Signal. Yeah, danger. Because I any dog owner will know there is a different pitch in the way your dog barks.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes out. Because
someone's approaching the car.
Yes, the guy is worried about the dog in the car, quite rightly so. I don't blame him.
But it's not that he's worried. Okay, so he's worried, but he's socially consciously worried.
Yes.
He's not. It's not about the dog. It's about him feeling good about himself.
Yes.
So I said the hippie guy doesn't cause the cock block.
Yeah.
Because he does.
Yeah, he does. He breaks the glass.
I love the fact that he's holding a thing to break the thing, and the guy says, don't do that.
Yeah.
He goes, you're going to make it worse.
Mm.
What if the hippie guy listened to him and didn't throw the thing?
The owner of the car is there.
Yeah.
It's not a hot day in summer like in Sydney.
It's the middle of the fucking night.
Yeah. The dog is upset, but I think it's made worse by his presence. I would know that, okay, I'm making the dog more upset. I'll leave it.
Yeah.
But
what
maybe.
What if he had said, Channing Tatum had said, I have no idea what his character's name is, by the way.
No.
I don't think he ever mentioned his name.
Yeah, I don't think I mentioned his name. No, they probably do. I just don't remember.
We're just going to call him Channing.
Yep. Yeah, I'm sure he's used to that. Mr. Tatum. Mr. Tater Tots.
Mr. Tater Tots. So what if Mr. Tater Tots had said to him, because he does basically say it, but what if he'd actually said, the dog's reacting to you.
Yep.
Like, you're being aggressive because it can see you holding a rock.
Yep.
Like, if you walk back inside,
yep.
You know, the dog will be better.
Yep. He could have just said, she's an ex-service dog. She can't be loose.
Yeah, she can't be loose.
No.
She's an ex-service dog. Yep. Yes, very true.
Yep.
Or he could say, all right, I'll bring her inside.
Yeah. Yeah.
But and this guy's socially outraged.
Oh, yeah. Nothing he says, I think, at this point would stop him from breaking the window. But he does come out just telling him, mind your own business sort of thing.
Yes.
So if he explained it a bit better, it could have eased him back because he was ready to just pelt the window. And the minute he looks away, he pelts the window.
Well, because these two women, right, they're dog owners.
Mm-hmm.
They've come out. And they see the interaction and that's enough to put them off, right?
Yeah.
But what if they had also said to this guy, like, you know, the dog's upset because you're holding a rock.
Yeah.
They can see very clearly what's happening.
Yeah.
What if they had been on his side?
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe he would get some.
Yeah.
Perhaps. And they would talk him down and then he would go back inside. He'd go, we'll tie the dog up inside.
If he'd not hit the window.
Mm.
Once he hits the window, it's all off.
It's over.
You can't.
Yeah.
I said, what if the guy, I didn't actually write this down, but I just thought of it now. I said, what if the guy, like, called the cops? Because he gets attacked by the dog.
Yeah.
It holds his sleeve more than anything.
Yeah.
But he could have called the police and then he's got cops after him at the same time, which makes this trip more difficult.
I don't think the cops would continue to chase him out of jurisdiction once he drives away.
Yeah, but you know how they always communicate over state lines and everything like that.
Yeah, but... For something minor like that, I think they just let it go.
It's just a difficulty. They don't want him. He has enough challenges. He doesn't need any more.
Yeah.
He has to fix the back of the window and he seals it with plastic.
Yeah. Well, he's got no money to do anything.
No. And I'm sure, you know, you have to get parts and it takes a while to get that fixed. So I get that. But I would have probably put up some wood or something because plastic is useless.
This is how the next part she gets free.
Yes. Well, before that, he's driving, and this is where the jump scare comes in this movie. Because I said, what if the dog preferred refillable drink bottles? He has to take a medication. He grabs some meds.
Yeah.
He grabs a water bottle. He manages to get just a swig of it, and she just dives in and grabs the end of the water bottle and snatches it away. Fuck, it is terrifying.
Can I put this to you?
Yes.
That when we did Priscilla Queen in the Desert,
it
described it as a musical thriller.
No, this is more of a thriller.
This movie is more of a musical thriller than
Priscilla.
What is it
classified as? Did it say what it was?
I don't read that.
Probably comedy drama.
I'd say it'd be comedy drama. Probably drama.
Yeah.
But can I say that this has musical in it because they're singing along to The Gambler.
Yeah.
And it has thriller because that scared me.
Yes. Oh, we both jumped.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah, we both screamed. It was hilarious.
I'd forgotten that part.
Yep,
see, same. I haven't watched the movie in a while, so I'd forgotten what happened.
Same too. I know it all ends okay, but it still gets
me. Yeah,
like,
but that water
bottle
gets destroyed.
That poor water bottle. Then she tries to get out.
Yes.
She breaks free of the lead.
She gets out of the lead. So he just puts her on a lead. Doesn't
straps her to the car.
Yeah, straps her to the car. Yeah. So she just pulls out of the lead.
Yeah, she gets the lead off and she runs off.
So what if she doesn't get free?
Yeah.
Is the first one.
Yeah. What if she jumps out and gets hit by the car coming in the opposite direction?
Yes.
If she breaks out on the road.
Yeah.
I said, what if you sealed the back window better? Because then this wouldn't have happened.
Well, that's how she doesn't get free. Yeah.
And then
I've got what if he doesn't find her?
No.
Because she just runs off way too far and he doesn't ever find her.
Yeah, she's quick.
She's super quick.
He keeps up, but I don't know how he keeps up.
I don't think he could have kept up.
But then he finds her by tracking her. He finds blood on a leaf.
Yes.
And he realizes that, either she's killed. My first instinct is she's killed something.
She killed something. Yeah. Yeah,
but it was actually her that was injured.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he stumbles across someone's weed supply.
Yeah.
And gets shot with a horse tranquilizer. Wakes up all drooling. I love he said, he goes, "Was that a horse tranquilizer? Because that was good." I mean, I don't blame him. And then it looks like it's going to be like a hostage situation.
It does. He looks like he's some sort of crime or family or something.
Yeah, his voice sounds. He's got a video camera, so he's filming it.
Yeah.
It looks very intense.
It does look very intense.
He gets out by cutting the cable ties like he knows how to, because he's an army person. I think you say he's an army.
He's an one man army.
He's a G.I. Joe.
He's a commando.
Yeah, he's a commando. Commandant. And then he follows them into the house and realizes that there's no real big drama here. Finds out that the lady is really.
Well, he does the different weapons, right? So he starts off with the pitchfork.
Yep.
Then changes he goes to the sickle. Sickle. And then he goes with the axe, yes, right?
Yeah.
What if he's an axe man. What if he stuck with the sickle or the.
I think either of them would have been great.
Yeah.
It's just the weapon that means it.
If the guy had come out, like if the guy had actually come out at him, he would have stabbed him.
Mm.
And then that would have been a different situation with that whole thing, because those two people would not have taken too kindly to being stabbed.
Yeah, no. He hangs back because he says he's killed the dog.
Yes.
So he obviously doesn't believe him or something like that, or he's got to find, he's just like, he doesn't, something doesn't sit well.
Yeah.
So he gives him, not the benefit of the doubt, but he wants to follow him because he knows the dog's probably still alive at this point.
Yeah.
And finds out how the lady is so good with Luna.
Yeah.
I said, what if the Mrs. Lula, sorry, Lulu.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought her name was Luna. I keep writing Luna. I said, what if the wife wasn't so good with Lulu?
I know.
Mm.
She's so fantastic.
Would he have just, well, how would he have done that? Because the fact that she's good with him means for him to calm down.
Yes.
And be reasonable with the both of them.
Yes.
But if not.
Exactly.
Mm.
He might have come in all commando blazing.
Yeah.
Looking for his dog.
Yeah.
And just killed them both.
Yeah. So weed edibles keep everybody happy.
It really does.
They bond.
Yeah. And then he's teaching him how he got out.
Yes.
And I went, what if he becomes some kind of like an instructor or a PT?
Yep.
He keeps going. Ride the bike.
Yes.
I was like, that's perfect for him. Yep. Why doesn't he do that?
Mm.
He's super fit.
Yep.
He knows how to make fun of people lifting weights above their head.
Yep.
He'd be great at the PT.
Yeah. He'd be much better than Jack in maths. Exactly. Wouldn't call anyone a whale.
No. I reckon he'd be really good as a PT.
Maths reference. Love it.
I don't know if I love it, but it's there.
And then the woman turns out to be a dog psychic and wants to talk to her.
Turns out to be a dog psychic.
Turns
out to be a dog psychic is probably very, I don't know how you even describe that.
Well, the only reason he listens to her is because she picks his kid.
Yes.
Talks about family and says that you have a daughter with a boy's name.
Yeah, so.
How the fuck does she get that?
Yeah, because psychics are real.
All right. We're not going to talk about this.
Don't talk about this because this could go for an hour.
But only because she gets that, does he start to listen to her?
Look, I'll say one thing on psychics: they are very good at pushing.
Okay.
All right. So yes, but he listens because of that. But then he doesn't want to talk about the daughter, and he listens about the dog.
Yes.
And the dog apparently wants Indian food.
Yes, and wants to sleep on a comfy bed.
Yeah, I mean the comfy bed makes sense, but the 100%. Indian food I think is quite funny.
Yes.
Because the husband laughs at her.
Yeah,
for that
he goes, "That's it." He walks out.
He goes,
"You can't take it after that."
No, that's it.
I said, "What if she wanted Sri Lankan food? Because they're very similar cuisines."
Could have.
So
I mean, you know, Pakistan.
Yeah.
Pakistani might have.
Maybe she just wanted to be rekindled with a friend called Rogan Josh, and she misunderstood it.
Could be a doc called Rogan Josh,
yeah. Maybe she just wants to butter her chicken. And she does later in the movie, so there you go.
She does, yeah. Well, I don't know if it's chicken or a duck.
No, it's pretty much chicken.
I think it's the chicken,
yeah. 100%. It's not pluck a duck. If it was, I'd be fucking hilarious.
I didn't know, really.
It's just white feathers.
Yes.
Could have been goose.
It could have been.
Yes, you would have been very happy about that.
Oh, I don't hate geese. I just wish they'd leave me alone. They're very aggressive animals.
They are. Then he decides to try and get them into a hotel. By pretending he's a blind ex-veteran. He's just a veteran, right?
But he pretends that he's blind and that's his dog,
if
right?
If he didn't pretend he was blind,
yeah,
he would have got in.
He might have got in anyway.
He's trying to get in for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was trying to get him for free.
Yeah.
If he would have... I think if he had gone to the front desk... See, the blind caps it off, right?
Yes.
But if he'd gone to the front desk and said, hey, this is my...
Service dog.
Service dog. You know, like mm-hmm. I have disability.
Mm-hmm.
I really would like a place to stay.
He just walked with a limp. He might have got some...
They might have. They might have.
Yeah.
But... I feel like the blind needs to be there for the comedy value.
Yeah, it does. And for this doll to go tits up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They're in the elevator with rich people. And I said, what if you could smell money? I love that. He goes, you smell that? That's money. And he goes, congratulations. And I go, thank you.
Have we washed the dog yet?
Yes, I think just before it, because they're going out to the lobby. Oh, okay. So yes, the washing dog. Another Haynes exactly. moment.
I said, what if he got the car washing tool and the hose and just washed the dog that way?
In his underwear. Yeah. He probably wouldn't look as good as Tom Hanks did, but, you know.
And then he tries to feed her Indian food. She doesn't actually want it.
No, samosas. He gets her samosas. The only Indian thing like, probably on the rest.
She's like, no, I don't want that. And he goes, it just shows what the psychic knows.
Yeah.
And then I said, what if he doesn't take her?
Mm.
So originally I wrote, what if he does take her? And then realized he actually does take her.
He does, yeah. She's going to wreck that room.
Yeah, she's going to wreck the room.
She's probably going to do a hooch and rip through that door.
Yeah, I was waiting for the door to break.
Yeah. That's an external door, so it should be a solid door as opposed to Hooch wrecks an internal door.
Mm-hmm.
What does she get out the back? No, she breaks. She jumps through the Hooch. Sorry, he. Hooch jumps through the glass.
Yeah, the but goes through door. The door between the garage, the internal, and then jumps through the
which
glass.
Which is just like cardboard. So, I'm just trying to say, does he wreck an internal door? Yes, but not an external door.
So, has her downstairs.
Yep.
And the dog notices a man wearing...
The chic outfit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So what if he had held her tighter?
Yeah.
What if he had taken her the other way so she didn't chase him?
He's too busy getting pussy and he doesn't notice his surroundings.
Yeah, he shouldn't worry about it. He should say, when she's starting to get upset, he should notice that. He should see what's going on. What's happening, right? Yeah,
he's still not in tune with the dog yet. He's getting there, but he's still not there yet.
What if when the dog ran, if he had gone, no, and the dog just... took the dude down, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he maintained the blind thing, right? He didn't just keep running.
Yeah.
Like, he kind of was like, what's happening with my dog?
Yeah.
What if he just done that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the dog grabs and everyone pulled the dog back and he's like, I'm so sorry.
The dog would have got put down.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, would have.
Yeah, the fact that she's got a muzzle means she doesn't hurt anyone, but someone would have shot that dog. Because no one would have been able to restrain her. He was the only one willing to do it. Yeah. And I wouldn't see anyone else trying to do it.
Yeah, true. Okay. Yeah.
She would have been put down right there and then.
So what if the doctor had pressed charges?
Yes. Well, the dog would have been put down. I'm surprised the dog wasn't put down while he was in custody overnight.
Yeah.
Why they kept it in animal control makes sense to me. Like, they shoot dogs first.
Yeah, but I don't think the dog actually... The dog pushed him over.
He hit him... She hit him with the muzzle.
Yeah.
I think they said that she bumped him with the nuzzle.
Yeah.
But that's because she was wearing a muzzle.
Yeah, that's right.
Take the muzzle away and he would have been...
Yeah, but, like, didn't really maul a person or anything. So
no.
The dog probably survived because of the muzzle.
Okay, but the intent is there.
I know the intent's there.
And that's all that's needed.
Yeah, maybe. Mm. Okay.
You know, it's funny that the other day, I can't remember when this was now. I think this story's probably been probably a few weeks back now in the news. Somebody was there in a carer capacity.
Yeah.
And was cleaning somebody's house, and the dog mauled the woman.
Ooh.
She was pretty bad, actually. I think she was quite touch and go for a second, but I think she's pulling through slowly. Quite funnily, I'm in the same industry, and only the other day I was at somebody's home, and his Dalmatian was loose in the house.
Yeah.
And he said, like, she barked at me at the door, and he said to me, like, once you're inside, she won't do anything.
Yeah.
And I believed him because I also have a dog that does that.
Mm.
And I was careful because the whole time I was just thinking, I'm at this guy's mercy, really. Mm. This is an old gentleman who has a dog that could maul me and I'm in his space and I'm there to clean. I'm using a vacuum cleaner. I could have easily spooked the dog.
Mm-hmm.
But the dog was very good. It listened to its owner. And every now and then, like, I tried a little bit more. Like, I put my hand out and let him sniff me and he was fine. But the whole time I was just thinking, that could have easily been me. So, yeah. And in that situation with the dog, I'm pretty sure they put it down straight away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think it made it to the pound. I think they destroyed it on site.
Here's a question for you. If the dog had not taken down a guy in Middle Eastern clothing,
yeah.
If there was someone in the lobby who was selling drugs, do you know what I mean? Like that, yeah. Like secretly, like a dude.
Yeah,
if they
smelled drugs on the person as opposed to what the dog
looked
like.
And the dog
like.
Had taken the person down, and then that person had been found with like marijuana or whatever.
Yeah, that would have been a hero.
Would have been a hero dog.
Hero, yeah. But did you see that he was arrested for a hate crime? Crime,
yeah.
Yeah. They think he sicked the dog on him on purpose.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They do. So, anyway, the dog pressing charges.
Yeah.
No, the doctor pressing charges, not the dog. The dog shouldn't press charges.
Yeah.
Maybe it should have.
Then they eventually, they get out.
Yeah.
Only, how does he get out? Because.
So, what happens is they put him in a lineup.
That's right. Oh, that's right. The doctor drops the charges. That's right. Sorry, I remember him talking to the cop, and I'm thinking in my brain because it has been a while since I've seen this movie.
Yeah.
I thought maybe he reasons with him and he gets a phone call or something.
Yeah, because he tries to butter the cop up, right?
Yeah.
And this is Bill Burr. This is the guy who's the old dad's guy.
Yeah.
And he tries to butter him up. He tries to tell him one story, then tells him a different story.
Yeah.
Which is more like the true story.
Yeah.
And then this guy is like trying to catch him in saying that he did a hate crime, right? You can tell it's what he's doing because he's saying.
I thought he turns him sour because he says, oh, you're an MP, so you're not really a soldier.
Yes.
You were just a security guard for the army.
Yeah.
That's when I think he turns.
I think that's what happens. Yeah. But he was never going to let him out anyway.
No, 100%. He's not in control.
No.
Then he gets out and takes the dog, and I think they're going to visit. He's going to visit family next, I think.
Yeah. So what he does is he. You see the thing. You see the. You see him buy a toy.
Yes.
And then he talks about.
The dog eats a chicken. Might,
yeah.
Then he gets a toy. Oh, that's right. Which I think he's going to give it to the dog to feed that.
Yes.
What she needs.
Yes.
No, it's for his kid.
No. So it's for the kid, right? But he also tells the. He also says to the dog, "Oh, your brother," because he has the picture of the other dog, and he goes, "We might take you there if we have enough time."
Yeah, if you behave yourself.
If you behave yourself. Anyway, so he goes to visit. What we figure out is his daughter and
His ex.
His ex.
Yeah.
And
it's a quick stay.
It's not really long. I mean, what if he doesn't get shut down? So what if he actually?
Yeah, I said, what if the family wanted him to stay? Would the dog been okay? Because she wasn't okay.
No, she was upset that he'd left.
Yeah, she's grown attached to him. She's his support now, and you know he keeps leaving her. It's not good.
Yeah.
And then he goes to see her family.
Yes.
He says maybe we'll have better luck with your brother.
And I said, what if they don't go visit the brother dog?
I said, what if his mate wasn't home?
Yeah.
Because a lot of progress, another headache is made by his car getting robbed, but a lot of progress is made in that visit.
Yes, that's...
He sees Luna hugging his mate, Ethan.
Yes.
And it's just like, whoa, I didn't know she could do that.
He sees how good that dog is too?
Yeah.
His dog?
Yeah.
Is it Nuke or Duke?
Duke.
I thought it was Nuke.
Yeah. It might be Nuke. I remember it as Duke.
I thought it was Duke, and then I thought I heard him say Nuke.
Yeah.
Anyway, you see this dog, this brother dog, who's, you know.
Just a normal dog.
And kids patting him. Yeah. And this dog's happy.
Yeah. Right? He says to him that he was just as bad as Luna was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then he gets back to the truck and someone's taken his stuff.
He's robbed stolen the truck, taken everything, taken all his meds. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't have medication anymore.
Yeah.
Which is an issue.
But they do the whole seek and rescue and they find...
That's correct.
They find it. So what if they don't find Rodriguez's stuff?
Yep.
That would be really bad.
What if the guy took the dog tags too? There's no scent left in the car after that.
Yeah.
So there's no hope of finding any of his things.
You think he would have. The fact that he was put the thing on, you think he would have put the dog tags on too?
Yeah.
To kind of really finish the outfit that he wanted.
Yeah. It's quite obvious that it's just grab it, take it.
Yeah.
But he doesn't take dog tags. So if he took the dog tags, there was no chance that she would have found the stuff.
Well, they might have from the smell of the guy getting in the car to get everything, they might have still got it from the seats.
Perhaps, maybe.
You never know.
Yeah. And then they managed to find the stuff. Then they drive off, but unfortunately the car dies.
Yes.
And I said, what if they couldn't hitch a ride? They do manage to hitch a ride some part of the way. Which allows them to get there in time.
They hitch it the next day. So hold on. The car breaks in the middle of the night in a rainstorm.
That's right.
And they make their way to.
He's trying to find a phone. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't find a phone. No. He's got no signal.
No.
then he goes to a farmhouse.
Yeah. He's only there to look for a way to call out.
Yeah.
And then he plans to keep on walking through the night.
Yeah.
But the storm is no good for Luna. Lulu?
Lulu.
Sorry, I really think Luna's
a really nice name for a dog,
by the way. It is. But it makes me think of the Bananas in Pyjamas bear.
Okay.
Lulu.
So I said, what if he walks into a meth lab? You know, he's gone from one thing, and this time they're serious criminals.
Yeah, now there's Walter White and the other guy.
Yeah, he's treating them like...
Breaking Bad.
He's treating them like they're a mom-and-pop operation, but these guys are like multinational meth lab people.
Maybe it's like the barn in The Gentleman.
I know, that's exactly what I was thinking
of. Big meth lab underneath, yep.
Well, that was a cannabis lab.
But if it's a meth lab, let's just change it up. We want to do a different drug this time.
Exactly.
Yep.
And then I said, what if a film clip started? Because he's standing outside in the rain and there's, like, lightning in the background.
Yep.
And it feels like he's about to do a dance routine. So.
Imagine if he starts doing a dance routine.
He just starts doing a Magic Mike dance routine in the rain. And Nog's just like,
ooh. I feel like his mate, Keanu Reeves, said, look, the movie's only going to be successful if you get really, really wet.
Yeah, he got wet. He got wet at that point, but he didn't get wet at the start.
No, he wasn't enough.
Wasn't enough wetness at the start.
No, he needed to be saturated. The shirt was see-through, white shirt, nice.
He was shirtless at one point.
He was, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this one's different. A wet t-shirt's just a little sexy.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then he's comes back inside and plays DVDs.
Plays Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's for the dog.
Because earlier he had, in the hotel room, had made her feel better by playing her greatest hits, right?
Yes, yeah.
But now he's decided that he's going to put Grey's Anatomy on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her favourite Grey's Anatomy episodes.
Yes. I don't know how the dog would feel good about watching that stuff again, but anyway.
Well, I don't know. It just makes the dog feel like it's good memories of good times for the dog, maybe. I don't know.
It's a job for the dog, and I think maybe for the fact that she's missing that purpose of her job.
Yeah.
That's probably where it is.
Well, that's when they say, that's what the lady was saying, that the dog's got anxiety.
Yeah.
It's not hot. It's got anxiety.
Yeah. That's right. The lady at the pound tells him that.
Yeah.
Because he's obviously just never been with dogs before.
No. Well, he spent a lot of time with Rodriguez and this dog, but he was never in charge of the dog.
No, so he wouldn't have known.
So he just saw what he did with the dog. He wouldn't know how to look after it properly.
Yeah.
Like, this is the thing, is they wouldn't have sent this dog with someone who doesn't know how to look after it, except for the fact that they're probably not authorized to do this. This captain guy's not authorized to do it, so he's doing it to try and... Like for the family favour.
For the family, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. And that's why he's going to give him something for doing it.
Yeah.
But I actually think the captain doesn't think he'll make it there. I reckon the captain thinks this is not going to work.
No, it's a test for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. A test that's not really going to happen.
Yeah.
So
then that's when so the next morning.
Before that.
Yeah.
He's eating snacks while he's watching Grey's Anatomy and the dog acts like he wants a treat.
Yeah.
And this is the point where he's able to, she trusts him enough to take food from his hand.
Mm-hmm.
He's not been able to do this the whole
huge,
time.
Huge.
Yeah. So it's she's healing being with him.
Yep.
Then the next morning they go out.
And they're trying to hitchhike.
Yep. They do find a ride that takes them part of the way.
Yep.
Have they not get that ride, they wouldn't make the funeral.
No, they wouldn't make the funeral because the funeral already started when they get there.
Yes. Yeah.
So what if he misses the funeral?
Yep. Does he not get
He wouldn't get the thing, and the family would be, oh, well, we wanted the dog there for the funeral.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think he still just takes the dog? So if he doesn't make the funeral, do you think he takes the dog to the military thing and then the same thing happens, he takes the dog home with him? Or do you think he just leaves the dog?
See, I think that's determined by leaving or going or keeping the dog is determined by that night in the hotel room.
Yeah.
That's what clinches it.
I think so too.
Although he does, seeing the dog go straight to the shoes and just sitting.
Yeah.
Means it's all she wants is just her owner.
Yeah, that does help. Yeah. I think they're all little pieces that help to get him over the line.
Yeah. Although I feel like it's a clincher the next morning because she looks after him.
Yeah, true.
Well,
I don't want to jump that far yet because I've still got some funeral stuff.
Yeah, go for it.
So he gets the ride and whatever. Mm-hmm. When he gets to the funeral, I said, what if the family insists that they want to keep the dog?
Yeah.
Because it's the last link to their son.
Yeah, no. They know they can't.
But they might want to.
Yeah, but they know she's not his dog. It's the army's dog.
Yep. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, they could try, but I don't think that would work. I don't think they have the connection to the dog. Just their son does, but I don't think the dog has any connection to them. Yeah,
probably not. And then he does. I think he realizes at this point they're driving. They drive away basically.
Yep.
And they stop in this little desert area. Yeah. And I feel like he thinks to himself, I don't want him to kill this dog.
Yeah, maybe I'll just let her loose.
Right? Yep. And what if he leaves the dog in the desert?
Yep.
So if he leaves the dog in the desert, obviously don't get the bonding thing the next... He still has the collapse.
Yeah.
He's still fine. He doesn't kill him or anything.
No.
But, yeah, I don't know. The dog probably doesn't survive.
The fact that Lulu won't leave his side and stays with him is also another moment for him.
Yeah.
Realizes dog needs him.
Yeah, exactly.
And wants him. She
definitely needs him.
Yeah, she's become attached to him. And the seizure, you know, she looks up, she kind of sits there, he wakes up and she's just watching him.
Yeah.
Cause she's not sure what's happening.
No.
And she gets anxious from watching him. He crawls out, says he's okay. She kind of, he touches her ears.
Yes.
And she's okay. And she
lets him do it. Yeah.
And then, she curls up and sleeps with him for a bit.
Yeah. So I've got, what if he dies on the bathroom floor?
Yeah.
Also, he's having like a seizure and he's on his back. Like he could
choke on his own spit
there.
Yeah.
If he dies on the floor, someone finds him the next day.
Yeah.
And the dog just gets...
Probably gets put to sleep.
Well, would definitely be.
Because, yeah.
That's what they're going to do anyway. He knows they're going to put this dog to sleep when they get there.
Yeah.
They're not going to keep this dog. They can't rehabilitate this dog.
He thinks that he could sway them by saying something to them when he drops the dog off.
Yeah.
He says, you're going to call whatever, right? Tell her that she's made progress. And then he says, we've got protocols. So they're all of the same opinion. This dog is to be destroyed.
Of course,
it served its purpose. It doesn't have anything else anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
I said, what if he just said no at that point and just didn't even bother taking her down there to him?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's funny because he sees her in the rearview mirror. She's barking and stuff, but she's not aggressive. She just wants to get back to him.
Yeah.
So I think that also is another thing. And he goes, oh, my bad. I'll put her harness on. That'll make her feel better.
But what if he just left?
Yeah, I know. That's my last what if.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to write because I don't want to know. I don't want the alternative.
No, it's awful. It's an awful end to the movie. It doesn't belong to be that way. It's not earned to be that. It's the way that the movie doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
If that's what happens at the end, right? Yeah. But
his life would be shit.
Yeah, well, so he would...
He'd probably end up doing something to himself.
Well, he would get back into whatever this service was, and he probably would end up killing himself later on the track.
Yeah, or he'd get found out that he's not fit for duty, and then he'd probably end up killing himself.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't think he would make it in the service with the way that his brain is. And he says he has a fairly... I don't know if he'd call it a stressful moment. He must be getting stressed because he knows what he has to do next and has a seizure, and he's not on his meds.
Mm.
So, you know, the stress of... He said to the dog, if I have stress, I could seize and I could die.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what he wants. He wants such a stressful situation. He wants to go back to what he's good at so that the choice is taken from him.
Yeah, I think so. And
he just dies.
So I've got one last one.
Mm-hmm.
I've got, what if they shoot him for backing up into a facility and taking the dog from them?
Correct, yeah.
They just let him do it.
Yeah, no. They go, well, why is he coming back? And then, yeah. And approaching him with extreme caution.
Exactly. These dudes are trained for if someone does something weird, they just let him do it.
Yes.
They shouldn't let him do it.
Yeah.
This realistically
should
be a situation where they pull their weapons on him.
Well, then, honestly, they would probably destroy the dog on sight because they can't move the dog. The dog's not cooperating.
Yeah. But he doesn't. He takes the dog with him.
Yeah.
I mean, we could add one. The army might be pissed off with the fact that he took the dog away. That's the
other thing. So the scenario that happens after this is he goes back to where Ethan is.
Yeah.
He tries to make amends with his family and he gets there slowly and he's progressing with the dog.
And he gets the adoption.
Yep. How the hell would that happen? He stole government property.
He stole. Yeah, exactly. This dog is not.
Yeah.
This is not someone. It's like an FBI dog.
That's right. Yeah, they put a hit out on the dog.
Someone put a hit out on the dog.
Music Man would be doing it.
This is you watching the dog, watching the
dog. I just don't know how they would let him get away with it.
I think what's happened is he's driven away. They've gone, well, that ties up the loose ends because we were going to destroy the dog anyway. We'll just let him keep it.
Yeah.
That's what's happened.
Yeah.
They've used some pull to let him keep the dog.
But going back to Ethan, maybe Ethan helps them and has a word that the dog has
What's has the other chance, thing, right? Is when he goes to take the dog for the funeral thing, he knows that they're gonna, like, they're gonna get rid of Lulu, right? Yeah. Why doesn't Ethan say, "Go take the dog to the funeral and then bring her back here"?
Yeah.
She doesn't deserve this, you know. Like, she
can at be that point in time, I don't think Channing Tatum's character believes the dog has a chance.
Yeah, probably not.
He has not seen the progress at that point.
Yeah, it's probably not.
He sees it, like, he sees a little bit with Ethan, but he's like, "Well, I can't do that."
No,
because it's he doesn't think he's worthy of it either.
Yeah, true.
And it teaches him that sort of aspect to it. But yeah, he only progresses because he goes back to him, and that's where he sits, which is good for him.
It's fantastic.
It's a very lovely ending.
It's a good nice movie. Ending. It's a sad ending, but a nice ending.
Yeah, it's a nice ending. It's very good. But it's a good movie. Thanks for making me cry a lot. I appreciate it.
Okay.
It's good.
Hey, it's a road movie and it's got a dog in it, you know.
Yep.
You can't lose.
No, no. And a lot of eye candy for a lot of women with Channing Tatum.
It's true. I thought you meant Ethan Super.
Well, that was me.
Okay,
I was very impressed with how he looked in this movie. He's such a different person from Mallrats.
He looks very intense, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, don't they? Isn't his name in Mallrats, isn't he?
Mallrats is called Willem.
Willem? Isn't there one movie where he's like big something? And he's also in My Name is Earl.
Yes.
Which he's...
Randy.
Yeah. And I know it's in one movie he's called Big Something.
I think so.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was Dog.
It was Dog.
Thanks for that.
It's all right. 2022 movie.
Yep. So my movie for next week falls on April Fool's Day.
Oh, really?
It does.
The 1st of April.
Yes.
Are we doing animation ones for April?
Oh, well, I didn't think about that.
That's okay. We can do the animation one from the next week, the 8th of April.
Yeah,
because that is my daughter's birthday.
Yes, the animation enthusiast.
The animation lover.
Yes, who's going to be an animator one day.
She will be.
Fingers crossed. And it's also our dog Ella's birthday on the 1st of April.
It is, because she's a fool.
Sorry I woke you up, Bubby. Sorry. My dog is deaf, so she doesn't know I'm talking about her until I touch her, and then I woke her up and she looks at me like...
Don't touch her in the ears.
No, you can touch her ear. She likes it.
Oh, she
makes does. You yawn, though. I've said it. Oh, God, you are so responsive. You're like Pavlov and shit. You're right.
You're like Pavlov and shit.
You're like Pavlov and
I'm
shit.
I'm like Pavlova and shit.
You have a Pavlovian response. Delicious. So, being April Fool's Day, I thought, what's the most foolish movie that I could think of?
Oh, God, we did Road Trip last week.
No, it's even more foolish. Oh, but it's going to be Super Troopers.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Full of fools.
That is so weird, that movie.
It is so weird, but it's the most foolish movie I could think of that fit into it. So
it's
we're going
for fools.
Yep. So we're going to watch Super Troopers.
Okay.
You up for that?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's do it. Let's do that. All right, have a good week, everybody, and we'll be in your ear holes next week.
Bye.
Ta-ta. Woof.